Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. What's going on with you?
Well, there you are.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How's it going with you?
Really good.
Excellent.
Had a good morning. Yeah. Good way in. Drive in, whatever.
And yesterday was the most beautiful day of all time. It's gorgeous.
And how was the lunch with the party people?
Oh, God, we had a great time. Oh, wait till Yuzi gets back in here. We went over to Pier 23. We saw Joey Altman. Joey Altman is this guy. He's like sort of a looming figure from our early days here on the show. He used to do this show called Bay Cafe. And was it on NBC 11 at the time? Now it's
no,
NBC 11.
I think it was just on Cron, right?
Oh, is it a Cron thing?
I don't remember.
I know the building
we went to is where Cron, I think, is where Cron is now, right?
I don't know. I thought that was a new building.
Oh, where is Cron now? Are they right down the street?
I thought they were on Van Ness.
His show was on what is called Bay, what was Bay TV.
Oh, Bay TV?
Yeah.
What's
so
that?
Cron, well,
so it was in the Cron building?
You know when Cron first became, it wasn't an NBC affiliate. Yeah. It just became its independent thing. So then they started doing these Bay TV things.
Bad move.
So that's where Joey's cooking show was.
So... He used to come on our show from time to
time. All the time. You know what he used to do?
What did he do?
He was genius. He would bring in this cooking cart and make us these killer breakfast burritos. And, of course, that was his entrance in anytime he wanted.
Because we were like, oh, is he going to be bringing us food?
Yeah.
We would love to have that.
So he knew... He had the key in every day.
Yeah.
Well, that is the way to a DJ's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that
to most
restaurant,
people, actually.
Wild Hair. Did you guys ever go to that restaurant?
It was I never did go to that.
I did.
Menlo Park. I did, too. It was excellent.
Did you take that old girlfriend of yours there, and she wound up getting squab, and then she realized afterward that it was...
A bunch of stuff happened at that. So that is at the Wild Hair, which was... The deal was exotic meats.
Yes. Right. You were going to get some rabbit and goat, not chicken and
I didn't really
cow.
Know that because I'm not into exotic meats at all.
At all.
But, the missus ordered squab, which came, it seemed raw to me. It looked bright pink. And it later was, we were told after it was put in front of her that it was pigeon.
Yeah. I don't know how squab becomes a better name for pigeon.
Whatever. But that is also the place where I was at that restaurant when someone goes, remember the lady that stalked you?
Yes.
And I was all, yeah. And they're like, her husband's here. And I'm all, That lady was married?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd gone off her meds and had left him and everybody behind, and I became the fixation. Mm-hmm. But that's where I was told that she's no longer with us.
I thought the husband had been calling us at the station saying, look out.
There was something along those
lines. I don't know who that was, but
yes,
there was someone warning us. And there was also that at the Fillmore, the time she tried to get in as my girlfriend, and they came and said... Vin, your girlfriend's at the front door, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend.
And she's all,
no.
Are you cheating on me?
I'm actually with my
girlfriend. Yeah, this is her. She's right next to me. So what are you talking about? Mm. And that set off. The whole place went, pss, 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 pss. What's going on? Who? And then they couldn't find her.
Right.
Anyway, that's where that went down. But the story about Joey Altman is he was on our show all the time. We went on his show, the cooking show, once.
He remembers it well.
He does?
He does.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because he brought up the whole... I gotta say, I'm a little miffed that after all these years, because it was as surprising to me as it was to anyone that you showed up in a Gold Lame apron apron with the front pockets stuffed with margarine. And somehow he's like, yeah, you guys showed up. I'm like, not you guys. That was Vinny.
All right.
He goes, no, you were in. I'm like, no.
Well, hold on. You did know because a listener is the one that gave me the apron. I didn't make that.
Yeah, I knew you had an apron, Vinny.
Right.
I didn't know you were going to stuff two tubs of margarine into the front pocket. And then we waited around. I mean, it takes TVs forever.
Right.
So we're there for 3 hours before we even get under the hot lights. And his margarine's just melting through the lemay down onto him. Everything that he has touched in the building is coated with margarine.
Yeah. That's funny, too.
Is this going to be funny?
Well,
I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's funny, but it's such a reality for me, I guess. Here I am. I'm supposed to go to do TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how TV is. You're on for 2 seconds. Nobody sees anything you're wearing. But I put on my best pants. So I'm wearing I got my good jeans on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're covered from lap to knee in butter.
Yeah.
Just soaked through. They're not wet.
They're just greasy.
Oily.
They're just oily.
Did Vinny lose a bet with us, and that's why?
No, I was trying to make a memorable appearance on a cooking show.
Remember, he would reach into his apron and pull out a slab of butter and throw the legs off them.
We were originally even there.
He just invited us to share a favorite recipe.
No, yeah. Vinny had to cook his lunch because he lost a bet.
No,
just
a promo thing.
Trying to build the show. It was just promotion.
So Joey is now the head chef at Pier 23, which has always been.
His?
I don't know if it's. I don't believe it's his.
It's not.
He just works there, but he is. He's just so creative. Like, I mean, it's simple. You know, food. That thing that's great about Pier 23 has been here forever. Mm. The clientele is so mixed. It's like business people and tourists and just locals who are like, oh, let's go to Pier. I mean, it's always good. It's such a beautiful spot. You're right sitting there on the bay, full bar. It's fantastic.
How many mojitos did you drink?
Zero.
What?
I didn't have any. And it was actually
You're bogus,
that's a whole,
dude.
No, I'm not bogus. I had root beer.
I told her it's okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm letting you down if I don't have a drink. Well,
somebody's got a drink in the middle of the day around here.
There were some people who had drinks,
God.
But it wasn't me.
Yeah, she had root beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love root beer.
I said, hey, there's beer in the title. You're fine.
Sure. I had a beer, a root beer.
Uh-huh.
But he comes over and he's, you know, just sort of piling the food on the table. And we were also, I was starving to death when we got there. I'm like, oh my God, everything on the menu just looked delicious. And so he brought a few things. It was so funny though. He brought like 3 appetizers over. I had a couple of bites. I'm like, okay, well, I could be done right now. I'm totally done.
Really?
And yet we, you know, continued to just chow down.
Let me ask you, so you hadn't seen Joey in how long?
Probably 15 years. I don't know when the last time I saw him was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been forever.
So,
we've heard, like, oh, he popped up here, popped up there.
Yeah, I
caught
him on
Chicago.
Facebook. Yeah, he did move away with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're still married?
They are still married.
And their daughter just graduated from grad school with a aerospace engineering degree.
Sweet.
I know.
Crazy.
And she just landed a sweet job down in, what do you say, El Segunda?
Oh, good for her. Hear that. You guys were talking on the site.
Yeah, so she's
L.A.-ish?
Yeah. Because it's near the airport, isn't
right.
it? I'm not sure if maybe it's El Segundo, probably, L and O.
El Segundo.
Okay, thank you.
That's how I would say that.
Los Gatos.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he's just going, talking about, and I guess they have 3 kids. So
what?
They've been together. They have maybe a 12-year-old and a... Mm-hmm. I don't know, 17-year-old and a graduate.
Now, but another thing you have in common with him that you may not even know is he's a band guy.
Oh, that's right.
He loves the music.
You know, I do remember that. We didn't discuss that at all yesterday. What does he play? Is he a drummer or something?
I thought he was a guitar player, but I could have that mixed up.
Anyway, he's just as adorable as ever. He's such a sweet, happy soul, and we had a great time over there. We met Vaughn's girlfriend, Michelle, mm-hmm. or I met her for the first time. I think some of you guys
we've met her before.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
she is.
Super sweet.
And so nice, and like the most beautiful smile. And Michelle from our promotions department, Michelle, his girlfriend, and Vaughn all were celebrating birthdays within 3 or 4 days of each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it wound up just being a fun time.
If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a picture of all of us with Joey.
Oh, great.
From Pier
23. So Joey remembers me then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that's
he
good.
He remembers
he
us all.
You. He
was,
he
yeah, he was,
you.
We all missed you. We raised a toast to you yesterday.
Oh, you did?
To Vinny. He's probably halfway home by now.
All right. We'll all be home
Right, just about the time he gets home.
So this morning, a few minutes ago, I saw Yuzi and I go, oh, I loved the pictures you posted. And she goes, oh, right. I think we all posted them. And I'm all, what are you talking about?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
And she's all, well, the lunch. Not the lunch, you ding dong. She has posted at least 3 pictures of her when she was 20.
Oh,
they're
for a Throwback Thursday.
Incredible.
You know, I just my Aunt Bernadette posted pictures, so I grabbed.
Shame
them.
On Aunt Bernadette.
Yeah. Bernadette.
Shame on everything.
I love them. I love them so much. It's thanks. And your brother's in one of them too.
I know. So
all right,
sweet.
Hold on. So how do I? I just have to look you up.
Go to my settings and turn off the Wi-Fi here.
Hey, see, I can't get to my Instagram page. Something's
wrong. No, it's the internet. Just turn off the internet and use your LTE.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's what ridiculous. I do. That's how I get it to work here. Anything.
And my computer's not working.
Oh, my computer was horrible this morning.
This is ridiculous. I can't make
anything
happen on this.
Well, anyway, I loved a Yuzi. That's
good.
Something
thanks,
that
Finn.
We never get to see enough of. And it's really... Because you don't have a lot of... young photos posted.
Yeah. I haven't seen a ton.
You can go back and see a ton of stuff from, like, I have long hair. Or
sure.
I might have even posted braces pictures.
Yeah, I don't recall all that. But, like, I've never seen you, like, in your bud girl get up. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, where's that?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Get her.
In the garage.
How about going through there one weekend?
How about that?
Lay off the housewives of wherever and give the fans something to see.
Give them something to talk about.
She's watching Housewives of Visalia now.
I know. It's,
that is
just
hilarious.
Scraping the barrel.
They should do a Housewives of Visalia. They should really do, like, you know.
I thought they were going to do Housewives of Marin, and then I thought they were going to do a Housewives of Silicon Valley.
Oh.
And that kind of all just went away.
Well, they have to be trashy and obnoxious.
Right.
So maybe they couldn't find people who are willing to just torch their lives for a bit on
and
a TV show.
Ruin their marriage. Because most of them,
wind up
they
divorced.
Get divorced. It's so sad. It's incredible the stats of
I'd actually
how many of those people are divorced.
Be more interested in Housewives of Visalia than I am in the Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever. I'd like to see real people just try to make it happen, going to lunch with their friends.
I would think those Visalia girls would not mind fighting each other too.
I can see the Housewives of Visalia. There she is, smoking with her turtle.
Hey, Rocco. were you about to ask me about Survivor?
About Survivor last night. I watched a little basketball as your Celtics beat Philly and clinched the other playoff position in the Eastern Conference Finals. So congratulations.
Thank you. So we could wind up playing them.
Yes.
The Warriors could.
Yeah, they're going to play the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals.
So we'll wind up with the Cavs again, right?
Probably. Yeah. Most likely, yeah. And then I watched the Survivor episode, which was good.
Yeah.
It was the family episode, which is
great. I always cry at that one. I cried.
I was trying not to look, and I dropped a couple.
It's just you hear these people going, I mean, I had some thoughts on it. I really wanted to kill Donathan during the tribal council. I'm like, could you shut up?
Oh, question.
Yes, yeah.
Who did he vote for?
He voted for the person who went home.
He did.
I believe that he did.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's the question. After, when I woke up this morning, I went, you know, because I'm like, when the show ends, I run for bed. So I didn't think of it at the time because I was itching to sleep. But then I went, oh, he with all the crap he and the way Wendell didn't do what he should have done, even though he didn't need to do it. Dude, those are brass.
Yeah.
They're made of steel. They're gigantic.
We don't get to see everything. The producers make it so that we're not 100% positive who's going to go home. So
would you or would you not have played your idol?
Knowing what I had seen from the show, I feel that I would have played the idol, especially after Donathan was shooting his mouth off. But so clearly we're not seeing everything. I mean, they have to leave a question in your mind. I really did feel that Laurel and Donathan could have made a different decision. I thought that the fact that Seabass didn't even come into it I felt like they should have lobbied for him to go home.
Which one's Seabass?
He's the one who won the challenge. The weird looking, good looking, but weird looking guy who was maybe in love with his sister.
Yeah. Sebastian. Okay.
Sebastian.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Sorry.
Okay.
So I feel like if they had lobbied, let's get Sebastian out, then their little core side alliance would have still been intact. Both of those people have idols. They could have protected them, took down one more number, and still had a choice which way to go. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying, but you had lunch that day, so, you know, you're thinking straight.
Right.
They're starving to death.
Yes.
So they're, who knows where they're coming from.
Right.
I mean, I always try to remember that they're starving to death.
And their wits are not
when
necessarily
you see
about
them. When he says hamburgers and they're like, oh,
right.
Oh! You just go, oh,
ice cream.
They're starving to death.
Yeah.
The way they react to food, it's...
Well, they're starving to death. They really drive home the part where they're starving to death.
Tacos. Oh, God!
They could say, you know, wisps of grass to chew on. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing. Yeah. So filling.
Well, it was a good episode. It was definitely a trip to watch. Donathan's a dead man.
Yeah, Donathan's an idiot.
I am shocked that he's lasted so long.
He's just a non-threat, I think, is what everyone sees him as. It's always so fun to see their families. Like, Dominic's wife is clearly a total mess without him.
That was super weird.
Super weird. Sebastian, who's this, like, weird-looking dude. He's good-looking, but kind of weird-looking. We've had this conversation about him before. He's just, like, kind of a, like, you can't quite put him together, and he's not the sharpest tool in the drawer.
Well, they kept that relationship on the DL. They did something right.
What do you mean?
He's with that other girl, and apparently they're together living in Hawaii
Jenna and him. Yeah,
we didn't even know that thing was happening.
No, absolutely not.
They developed a relationship during this.
The news broke.
And it broke after this. Like, we had never seen an inkling of it. So my feeling is, though, Vinny, and I, you know, not to spoil anything, I think that pretty soon he goes and sits on the jury, and they have some alone time.
Right.
I mean, it's possible that they liked each other during the thing, but she got booted off last week.
Good point.
But his relationship with his sister is super weird. Like, she comes running out, and the first thing he says to her is, oh, you look so pretty. And then they're hugging and loving on each other, and just some of the stuff they were saying. Like, he's just like, she's the woman I want to spend my whole life with. I'm like, she's your sister? Like, dude, you know, visit her a lot. That's, you know.
Sweet.
Kind of. A little bit weird. And then Aunt Patty coming out. You always think, like, who would I want to come out running out to me? And obviously, I would want it to be John.
We know someone that looks just like Aunt Patty. It's a friend of ours' mom. And so when Aunt Patty came out, we're like, Mayor! We're watching from the couch, and the whole time they keep flashing. You know when someone looks like someone you know.
Right.
And there she is cheering Donathan with
arms. Go, Donathan!
She's such a corn fed. What do they call? Whatever that.
Homegrown.
Yeah,
corn
that country
fed down home.
She had that country girl appeal to her that was just classic. Yeah. Like, oh boy.
I like the short hair. I'm always jealous of anyone who's rocking the really short hair. It's like, oh, look at that.
You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. But
it's a free world.
I like being cute. I'm
all right.
Cute with short hair. I like being a cute girl.
That's
over for me.
How's the Big Liar doing?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh,
he's
spoiler
gone.
Alert.
Oh. Last week, though.
Okay.
So that's
okay,
fine.
Last
I mean,
week he got kicked
who's...
off. Oh, I thought he was going to go a little farther.
You know what? That kid, after a week has passed, I'm like, you know what? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Like, he lies like an SOB, but he is a good kid. He's good looking. He's probably going to...
Very sweet boy.
But he seems to have a certain calmness about himself that an 18-year-old normally wouldn't have.
John and I discuss this often. Like, that kid's the same age as our 18-year-old. Like, our 18-year-old would be a mess on this show. Like, that guy is kind of holding it together, and he is. He's like, mature beyond his years. The whole lying thing is super, like, what?
Yikes.
Like, even coming in there, he's only 18, but he just told everyone he was 24.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't want to
seem
like a young kid.
Did they find out before he left?
No, I don't think so. I don't. It's not that big of a reveal, I guess. Just that he didn't want to be seen as
The youngest guy to ever play the game.
Exactly.
And he's working that half of a mustache thing.
Oh, man. I know. It's barely filled in. Very, very, very handsome young man.
Yeah.
KLSC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to start with Taylor Swift. I have some Taylor Swift stuff today, too, because the show's coming up.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.